Yo, this is Cam, you're locked in the 6 Views Uncut.
6 Views Uncut.
It's your boy Lil Monty and you tuned in to 6 Views Uncut.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Kofi, you're tuned in with 6 Views Uncut.
6 Views Uncut.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Star Status and welcome to the 6 Views Uncut.
6 Views Uncut.
I think that one was
just really messed up. It's a country song.
There was one night that I still can't recall. When I got really drunk and my dog licked my ball.
Oh!
Mom cleared up and we used to wear the airbrush t-shirts.
Hey, right there. You see the Jay-Z right there?
Remember the air? Yeah, see yeah, that fam. That was a big thing. Yo, in like 2000 and what do you want to say, Bingo?
What, like 04, 05?
Yeah, maybe a little bit earlier,
I think,
but
03
like
even.
Yeah, like fam, you used to go for airbrushes, and then if you get the really, really sick ones, like you see how he had the earrings, like he had the diamonds and all them things in your airbrush. Tunnel.
The worst ones, like we get like that with the art looks a little off. It's like, oh no.
Instead of Jay-Z, you get Fazy.
Oh no. Yeah, I seen like some 50 cent ones.
25 cents.
I was like, damn.
He's a quarter.
Yeah, the airbrush.
The worst one I seen was a Little John one.
Oh no, really?
The Little John one, I don't even know who he was. The man probably looked like Little Scrappy or somebody. Little Scrappy probably didn't even come out yet.
Damn.
But that one I seen, it was terrible. Yeah, shout out to the airbrushes, because the airbrush, that was a big generational thing. Freddie, you have to get the song ready though.
I see your songs here.
No, Bingo threw in one that I wasn't ready for. The JB. Blood clot, holy.
Dropping shit all over the place.
Are we filming? Are you recording this shit already?
I am.
So should we do the other one, Big? Should we do our new intro? Bingo, what's my motherfucking name?
Bingo.
Is that? Roll away all my dog lovers. Bitches better choose up right. Bitches better choose up right. Who?
Bang. Glass shot right there.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Remix.
Yo, if you could have, who would be your WWE partner? Tag team partner. If X-Pac, you could choose anybody. X-Pac. I didn't think of, yo, X-Pac. Why was that even on your mind, X-Pac, like right away?
That was my guy, fam.
X-Pac. He was so hyper, though.
Yeah, that's what I like. You know, like, it's quick, like, you know, in the Bronco Buster, like, Bronco Buster.
But that was fire, though.
I know.
The Bronco Buster, when Ray and all the man, I like when they gave it to the Gallum and let the Gallum started using it, because they started realizing, like, yo, the man should be throwing his fronts in your face like that, right?
The Bronco Buster.
But the Bronco Buster had to get ton off.
Yeah, Rikishi was the worst. He had what was his
The ass cheeks thing. Remember, he started making man them like, throw up and stuff. Booker T threw up when he
that's why he stunk, like.
Stink face. Yeah. That's what they call it, the stink face. Friday, if you could have any tag team, WWE, WWF, WCW, NWA, because you know them niggas like to call you 50 and shit. Who would be your tag team partner? I think I already know. I want to take a wild guess, but let me see what he's working with.
My tag team partner?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a good one. The first name that comes to mind is Junkyard Dog for some reason.
Oh shit, I wasn't even thinking that way. I
was
thinking
way back.
I thought you were Kofi. Like, I thought you just were Kofi Kingston and hey, brother.
No, because he's cool, but I need somebody who's gonna really kick some ass, fam.
Yeah, Junkyard
I'll go
Dog.
For Batista, fam. What are we talking
Ooh,
about?
Ooh, that's how you're feeling.
Or no. Yeah, Randy Orton. What Randy are you Orton? Saying? Okay. That's my guy.
The RKO?
Yeah.
I the RKO into on the you. Friday Buster or something?
We'll win the match and then he'll probably RKO.
Yeah, that seems something Randy Orton.
I thought you'd go for like a Ahmed Johnson or something.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Ahmed Johnson or Farouk. Ooh. Farouk Asad.
Farouk.
We are the nation and Ahmed Johnson, of domination.
See, Ahmed, he had his body like he's going up his body. Like, every match, this guy's just fucking. Every match, the man's brief was going up in his ball like, yo, why the man has one black body cheek sticking out like every wrestling match.
Pause.
You remember the name of his wrestling move?
I don't remember the
first Pearl River Plunge.
Pearl River Plunge.
It's got Pearl a wrestling River head, yo.
Pearl River Plunge.
Or maybe Kamala.
Kamala. Ooh. Wasn't Kamala thing though?
RIP Godfather. To him.
No. Wasn't that the Godfather? Didn't Godfather play like
Papa Shango?
Papa Shango. That's who he played. Yeah.
Papa Shango. The voodoo man.
The voodoo guy.
Voodoo man.
Who would I pick as my WWE wrestler, my tag team partner? That's a good motherfucking question. I go with the. I wanted to go with the racist Hulk Hogan.
I can see with like Bam Bam Bigelow or like Vader.
Me and Bam Bam. I could be Bam Bam's freaking his flying guy. Like he'd be the aggressive guy and I'd be like flying off the ropes. But so. Niggas say I'm fat and shit, so I don't even know how that's going to work. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know how I brought that up, and I don't even know who my tag team partner
is.
I think
I see you like a Mankind or a Vader.
Holy, when the man said Mankind, where are you going with this, big guy?
I can see that.
Still, well, I'm in the boiler room with Mankind, Kane, and all the weirdos. Giant Gonzalez and all these guys.
Gangrel.
Like, wait a minute. Is it Mankind or is it what's his other character?
Dude Love. Cactus Jack.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got you.
I would say Paul Bearer. Even though he's not a wrestler. Come down with me. And we are coming to the ring.
The urn of
Gutsy.
Yeah, the urn.
We're going to cancel him.
Like I needed some sun, man.
RIP Paul Bear too.
Yo.
Six Views Uncut, episode 74. I think it's 74, right? Friday?
Six Views Uncut.
I believe it's 74. Yeah, we matched up for the last 2 weeks. But it's your boy Gutsy Guts. Basmati Binga. Friday in the Cut. Six Views. Let's get into some songs of the week.
Hit it.
Binga had to go back, fam. He had 1 week of a new tune, but he had to bring it back for y'all.
Took me some time to find this, yo. Hey. I was finding Justin Bieber.
Oh, don't do JB like that. This is what the dance was at the beginning, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Yeah. This beat's crazy. Stay on the grind, I'm gonna stay on my mind. Always ready to flip like I'm blind.
Jeez!
I'm always ready to for the life of guilty crime. Like I got it on my skin, but you can see it in my eyes. Them boys stay serious, ready to take lives. Say you heard what I'm saying, cause you say you got game, but guy ain't playing.
No!
Fools always talk till I'm feeling pulling. Tell me what you need.
Okay.
Six Views Uncut.
Put some respect on Trinidad James.
This is eerie.
Six Views Uncut.
I hear these niggas talking about viral. Just remember we did it first. I'm a young nigga that always stay real. Being a real nigga got me a deal.
Yeah.
They say he too crazy, they say he too real. Being a real nigga got me a
pod.
I'm a young nigga that always stay real. Being a real nigga got me a deal. Hold on, man. Just let it rap for a little bit. This ain't go crazy, this ain't too real. You know that one. Being a real nigga got me a deal. I want all these hoes to know that a real nigga just a bit. No more Versace, get up. I did not beg for this fame, I was chose. I can act different with all of my flows.
Magnificent
in the flesh of the soul. I was that nigga that wrote the clothes. Now I'm that nigga that's rocking them shows. You think you know me, but you do not know.
To go. I tell all of my niggas I love them so. I can't focus on niggas to show me no love. Cause I came in the game and I show niggas up. Cause I came in the game and I show niggas up. I fuck with security, don't fuck with no trust. I just smile in their face, but I give them no trust.
Yo, Freddy,
real nigga,
that is cheating. My main bitch, cause my main bitch ain't feeling me no more. Big up Trinidad James, yo.
No more.
Now my side bitch, my main bitch, come on,
that's the one too.
These bitches crazy. Fuck the ones. Now I'm Swayze. Fuck the twice.
Now I'm Swayze. Put my partner on. He got it crazy. Man, fuck life like ignorant. Might need a cigarette. That new boy. That new boy. Got new shoes. Got new clothes. Need new hoes. Need new hoes. Like old schools with two dough. I'm too show. I'm too show. Too clean for them photos. So please do not.
Yeah, fam. Please put some respect on Trinidad James' name, fam, because I think y'all forgot what that man did. I mean, y'all saying he was a troll and this and that and the third, but he came in the game, he fucked shit up. It's your boy Gutsy Guts here, Six Views Uncut. Finger in the cut, Friday in the cut.
Six Views Uncut.
Finger, you got any shout outs really quick?
Yeah, shout out the whole country, you know.
Holy.
All the supporters, everybody, you know what I mean. Dogs After Dark, shout out the Dogs After Dark community, you know what I mean.
Hold on, shout out the man that be the Dogs After Dark, because I see this is like, just like you said, this is a community now.
Yeah, man.
So shout out all the man that be coming through.
Hey, yo, shout out, yo, Gatekeeper Kennel, you know what I mean? Red Lion Kennels.
Hey.
K-9 for Mayhem.
Hey.
Action Jackson, you know what I mean? Who else? Boro Bullies. You know what I mean? Who else? Everybody, somebody out there, man. I forgot you guys, don't feel no way, man. All you guys, man. Saga City Bullies, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
That's big, man. Big up to all the dog lovers and the pets and everything that you're doing with the whole dog community in the city. I like that, fam, because you're putting together something, fam. A community of guys that could talk about dogs and bring something to the city that, you know, other people probably weren't even thinking about doing.
And Gotham City Bullies too.
So the fact that you're putting that together, that's dope, man. Big up yourself.
I respect.
Any other shout outs?
Yo, you guys, again, you, Friday, Gooch. Not CYPK left the show.
Oh God.
CYPK. Yo, shout out PK.
Shout out PK, Eric Spad.
Yeah, everybody, man. Yeah, you know.
I guess we'll get it to your week after Friday. You got any shout outs?
Not much shout outs as usual. Shout out to the whole city. Shout out to my empty aliens as well. And yeah, shout out to just everybody who's been supporting us. Yo, I'm on my Gucci vibe right now. All the supporters.
Got the supporters.
You know
what I mean?
Subscribers, yo. You know what I'm saying? Gang. Keep on tapping in. Gang.
And like Friday said, make sure you guys go like, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff. I don't even know what episode we're on We Love Hip Hop. I was going to say like 400, like we're on Joe Butt numbers, but we're 250.
256.
Ooh, box eye.
Episode just came out. Big up PK, he was here. Black Boy Twitch came true. John C came true. Chopped it up with them. So make sure you guys go tap into that. And our previous episode with Binga. Previous episode with Burner Bands interview. Make sure you go check out our documentary on Michael Moore. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Mark Moore.
My apologies. Mark Moore. I want to talk about that a little bit too. I don't have it on the list. But yeah, just everybody, all the supporters, shout you guys up. Big up yourself, all the listeners, the followers, comment gang strong. Who else? The UPS guys. I know Friday has his, the Cubicle Gang and all that stuff. And big up the Cubicle Gang, all the 905ers. What do you call the support people, them in the office? What do you call them again? I keep forgetting their names.
What, the HR people?
No, not the HRs. I'm gonna call HR on me HR. Soon. But the people, them that are the nurses and shit, bro.
The frontline workers.
Frontline workers. Yeah, pick up yourself the frontline workers, because, you know, Omarion is dangerous out there and there's a whole bunch of different variants and shit like that. Really quick, to the haters out there and stuff, and just to the fans and everybody that's wanted to know what's going on with my situation, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to address it. I've just been talking some legal stuff because this shit has gotten mixy. But to anybody that's rock with me, you know I've always kept it real. I don't have to block my page. I don't have to hide anything. I don't have to hide my face. I came out here knowing what the fuck I did in my past, and it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to change. And you know what? How I look at it, I did these things for you. This shit was never for me. I got on Binga, I brought on Gucci. Like, this shit was never about me. This shit is more about plateauing the city. But I know everybody wants to hear my whatever. You'll hear my statement soon. I'll put it like that. But I'm out here. I'm going to continue potting. I'm going to continue blessing up the city, the artists, the gal them, whoever is actually out here working, trying to make content, trying to get this city into this bigger and better place. I'm going to still rep you guys. I'm going to still help you guys, because that's just how Gutsy is. All right? It's all love on Gutsy's side. It's maturity.
Drop the mic.
Oh, I was waiting for him to do a sound effect, but it is what it is. And yeah, you know, big up to everybody that's been holding me down and just be giving me some good advice behind the scenes and shit like that. And you know, It is what it is.
Hey, say that, man.
RIP Andre Leon Talley. RIP Meatloaf. I won't do anything for love.
Oh, okay. I was
and
like,
RIP. Oh, you said we were saying RIP to Meatloaf in general.
I was like, what song? Mm-hmm. Like.
And RIP Louis Anderson's Louis Anderson. Three legends that we lost this week, man.
Facts.
RIP to all of them. What's been going on in everybody's week? Other than my week, niggas trying to cancel me.
Yo, quick thing on that, on those. White people are going through it, eh? Holy, man.
Betty White, Meatloaf, Louis Anderson.
Legends are dropping, like.
Ooh. Yeah, because it's been all of ours recently, right?
Yeah.
Or not even recently, from time. Actually, that's not true. If you actually go through and watch, like, the white people that have died from the side, you'll see a lot of them still. It's just that we're not tapped in to, like, whatever it is. Maybe they're the old school movies or whatever. But there's been a lot of white people that have died. But these ones, like Betty White, Meatloaf, Louis Anderson, that's three pretty big ones in the last
Louis
month.
Anderson life with Louis?
Yes,
man. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
white
bro.
Legend, bro.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and Bob Saget. Shit.
And Bob Saget,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, they're going
Yo,
through
here's a track.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The white culture is going through it right now.
Can you play
man.
Bob Saget's track? He's a track, you know.
What?
He's a rap song.
You're cap.
You remember? I swear to God.
I just remember him from I obviously Full House, but Half Baked.
Okay. Yeah,
that line.
Yeah,
result.
Yeah, you got a
police man.
Yeah, you got a whole rap song, yo.
Bob, like you say, nigger in this shit.
he didn't say he said something that rhymed with
Digger
Saget, I think. But I don't know. But I think something like that. But he was like going in. I was like, whoa.
That's when he rhymed something that rhymed with Saget.
13 years ago.
Box side. Let's.
You are now about to witness the strength of Bob Saget.
Who's that, DJ Khaled?
Fuck, man. Come on, D. You fucking bitch.
No fucking bitch.
Hold on. I'm going to set up the screen for y'all.
Have you ever had one of those nights that started off?
That's him. No, that's not him.
That's not him.
We ain't leaving till those girls in the
No, this song is called Rolling with Bob Saget.
This is not it. Is it Bingo?
It's not it.
I don't know.
I think that's the tune, though, Bingo. Maybe. But are you saying he's actually rapping?
I swear he's rapping one. Yeah, I think he's one he's actually
Are you
rapping.
Think or you are?
From what I remember, yeah. Like,
Bob That's Saget. Crazy. Bob Saget, the rapper?
It's sort of as a rap tune.
Here's a song. It's a love song for somebody that I loved a lot in my life.
And this is probably
it's
not
very,
it.
Very sad.
I doubt that. I don't think this is it.
I think that one was
This is really messed up. It's a country song. Six. There was one night that I still can't recall. Six. When I got really drunk and my dog licked my ball.
Dogs after duck.
God damn.
Speaking about that, dogs after dark. You cut me off a couple of weeks ago when I wanted to ask the man them if there is gay dogs. Do you guys have these conversations in the Dogs After Dark, or is it more about breeding and laws and, like, you know, kind of like we love hip hop?
Yo, I'm joking.
Yeah, you ask the right questions where Gutsy wants to know, are there gay dogs? Has anybody have your dogs ever tried to hit on one of your girlfriends and you got freaky and tried to jump on the bed when you guys were getting it on? And
well, you know what? I don't know, because like I see some weird stuff in the animal kingdom, like where you see that stuff happening sometimes. Like I just seen like three male lions humping each other.
Oh my God.
So like, and I seen two pit bulls.
Hold on. You can't just get past saying that you saw three male lions humping and just walk by it or just stop by it like it's nothing. Where the fuck did you see three lions having sex? Male lions at that.
Three with the big manes too.
Where? Is this on YouTube?
Yeah, it should be on YouTube, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna watch it.
So you can just type it in. Three males lion mate.
Is that what you typed in?
No, I seen it on an accident thing still.
Cap.
I was like, oh, I ain't looking at no gay for the type of animals and that type of lifestyle. But we brought up a topic where we've seen two male dogs do that by accident. I don't know if it was accident, but they did it. I was like, whoa.
How is that? Like, how? Because, like, I know about cats and shit like that, but I'm not a pet guy, right? So for dogs, like, is that an issue if you have, like, I guess if you're trying to breed, obviously, because it's not attracted to females, no?
Yo, I haven't got that. I haven't experienced any dog like that. So for me, that's a, I'm kind of stumped on that question. Mm. You know what? Mm. You have to ask like a 1-2 Chico Lopez or something.
Oh, God. I got to go to the real, real dog.
Yeah, because he happened to him still. The dog's, the male dog put in the male dog's butt and got stuck. And I was like, ooh.
There's a lot of pauses in there.
Holy. Okay. Let's just change it up. Your week. I see you had a music video.
Ooh, yeah, I was at a music video. Bro.
Six Views Uncut alumni.
Bro.
Hold on. Friday, can you guess whose music video he was? This is a Six Views Uncut alumni. But he wasn't the main person that came on the show. Mm. And don't be going searching up Bingo Store.
Six Views Uncut alumni.
But Jeopardy. He wasn't the main person.
You have Jeopardy music?
He came as a guest host.
I don't. ASF Lucky 7.
No, he came as... He was the main guy. ASF Lucky 7 came as
the person
guy.
You're saying came as a guest host whose video that Bingo's that in.
Bingo was in. This is an artist, a rapper.
Fuck. Monty?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Young Early. Shout out Young Early, Six Views Uncut alumni with Gustavo. Yo, Gustavo, I'm going to call you. My apologies, fam. Yeah. I'm going to call you.
And brother Tristan Thompson.
Brother Tristan Thompson, the dirtbag Tristan Thompson, yes. Hey, hold on, really quick. Gustavo, Guapo sent me some music. Yo, that shit's fire, bro.
Dog,
like, man. Bro, he sent me some shit that he needs to drop that shit ASAP, bro. Yeah. But yeah, you're in Young Early's music video.
Yeah, man.
How was that? Little experience. That video looked dope, too.
You know, it's tiring. Like, yo, I don't know how those UFC guys be fighting three-minute fights, four-minute fight, five-minute fights, back to back. Like five rounds or something?
Yeah.
I did a one fight scene. For about 2 minutes, hands on my knees, bosses fought, like out of breath.
Bingo's out here doing first year Melanie Durant's boyfriend cheating on her. Now you're doing fight scenes and music videos. God damn.
Yo.
Next is Hype Williams and you're jumping out of planes and shit, my guy.
Like green screen.
Bingo Washington, yo.
Yeah, Bingo Washington. Right. Yo, when I seen that too, because Young Early posted a little, like it was really fast, right, Friday? So there's two guys fighting. And I looked at it really quick and I'm like, is that Bingo? Is Bingo fighting in the motherfucking music video? Like, holy, they got Bingo out here really on this freaking Mago thing. Yo, male vixen.
Right? And then, yo, Blamo called me and said, yo, fam, yo, you're good? Like, you're good? I'm like, oh, God. I was like, yo, fam, I think a man caught you fighting. I'm like, what? You mean caught me fighting? Like, when did I lose? You know, he's like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, fam. I'm like, yo, you're out here fighting.
Like, who said something about the dogs, fam? I mean, you got pissed off, bro. You said your dog is ugly.
Yeah, and I showed the man. I said, yo, it's a video thing still. He's like, oh, fall. Okay. Say that then.
Is there anything else you could tell us about maybe the song or give us like just... Because the music video, like, it looks dope as hell.
I'm not going to lie. I think, like, as his music progresses, like, it gets better and better and better. It's like a Porsche engine. It just gets, the hotter it gets, you know, the faster it becomes. So he's getting better and better and better. And, like, this is like actually one of like my favorite tracks from him still.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think he found his...
His groove.
Exactly. He found his sound, his groove, his whole mojo, like, you know?
Yeah. He also had a listening party this weekend too. Did you get to go to that?
I missed that because, yo, I had to get up early to go to WestJet, bro. Drop some dogs off at the airport. Bro.
Holy, watch you. Yeah. I had to do some other stuff too.
Early.
Friday, what about you? What was your week like?
Well, shit, man. Just catching up on content, yo. Just getting all the edits done. That episode or the new interview for Blockboy Twitch and John C dropping real, real soon. Events over here at the spot, yo. Just tired as fuck, bro.
Working,
man. We're out here grinding, fam. We have a lot of big things coming for 2022. Mm. Let's say that.
Yeah, facts.
Say that.
Also, too, I want to big up Moolah. Moolah's almost at 100K for easy, eh? Can we run that really quick? If you can pull
100K!
That up.
100K! I think I'm almost at 100K!
I'm not yelling like him. He's got way too much energy. But yeah, big up Moolah. Big up Pyrex. So I'm also hearing, too, that if you guys get Moolah to 100K... Easy.
Free
yo,
pizza?
How come I'm not seeing it? Yo, Freddie, how come I'm not seeing this on the TV, though? Like, I guess we can look back here, right, Bingo? And we can just watch it back here, right?
Woo!
Yeah! Okay. Oh! Hey! TV!
Hey!
That's easy. Mm. 4, 5, 6 don't can't beat me. It's easy.
4, 5, 6 can't beat me. Trip too hard, can't teach me. She want to look that sneaky.
Oh, put this right on TV. So yo, big up DACC consultants or DACC underscore consultants. He's telling me, he's giving me some insiders, and he also showed me like Mula just shot a new video. He's saying that, yo, if you can get Mula to 100K, which is like 6K more, like less than 5K, Mula and Pyrex are going to drop something together. And I'm not saying together as in like a track together. Mula's going to drop a track. Pyrex going to drop a track.
Okay.
So be looking out for that. Big up DACC for the little info. And make sure you guys go tap into Pyrex and Mula. And big up Mula, man. Like that's big because, you know, obviously Mula's not getting those big cosigns that everybody wants and the six buzz and this and that and the third. But him to get 100K off a video, that's dope, fam.
Yeah, he's on the manual shift.
Yeah. What would they call it? That organic.
Organic origami.
I don't want to see that on my timeline, Mr. Hoodlum. But let's get into some news. Really quick, I was playing Trinidad James because Trinidad James went on Drink Champs. And he said he was the first artist to go viral. And that got a lot of people upset.
Ooh.
Got a huge amount of people upset. One of the people that came out and said he was the first that was cap was Favio Foreign. Favio said, yo, viral. Like, I was the first guy that came out and said that. Which, like, no. You turn that word into something else. I think he doesn't understand what that first viral person was. But then another person that came out and said, you know, he had to be the first rapper was Soulja Boy.
That's what I was gonna
say. So Soulja Boy came out and said, nah, nigga, you guys remember, I was the first. Who was the first guy that you guys remember musically that went viral?
I would say Soulja Boy, because that's when YouTube kind of first came out. And yeah, he was like all over it. Like the dance was, everyone's doing the dance, young and old. You know what I mean? I think it's Soulja Boy, in my opinion, would have cranked that.
But would you say, okay, but if you look at it like that, the term wasn't there yet.
Okay.
So you are right in a sense where, like, obviously, like, Soulja Boy is one of the guys that, like, everybody just gravitated to with the songs. He was the first person on YouTube, all that shit, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm trying to think of, if you were talking about the actual term of the viral sensation, I want to say that was probably Trinidad James was one of the first that I could remember. I could be wrong, but he was the one guy that, remember when All Gold, everything, they were like, yeah, this is the one hit wonder and he's viral. And that's when I remember that word. So you know what? Google, when did the word Google viral?
That's a good question.
Was it the pop tomorrow?
Because are we talking about once social media was intact? Because, and like we were using the word or just going viral, period. Because people have been going viral pre-social media, right? Mm. Pre-internet. Right? So like fucking, you could say like right now. Nas and Jay-Z went viral when they fucking...
When they had the beef.
Yeah, that was viral.
That was a viral moment.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. There's different moments. But at the time, the term viral wasn't thought of yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's because I don't believe the interview's out with Trinidad James on Drink Champs, but obviously they took that clip, put it out because it was the hot clip. But yeah, to me, it was just like, that's an interesting thing. Like who, a debatable point of who was the first artist that was termed viral. Because Soulja Boy, obviously we know Soulja Boy did his thing, whatever. But in terms of somebody saying, yo, that person's viral, I don't know, fam.
It's not going to be Favio Foreign, though.
No, it's definitely not Favio.
No disrespect to him, because, you know, that's alumni. And
alumni, everything. We love hip-hop.
But, like, he just, like you said, he just made it, like, a catchphrase. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even think he really completely owned that, fam.
Yeah. Viral. Movie.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Cool. Like, he's saying it, the way he's saying it in that cadence, now people are saying it like that. But, like, people have been saying the word viral before him.
Yeah, that shit's viral, or that's a viral moment, or whatever the terms may be.
Fuck, I don't know. My brain keeps on defaulting to Soulja Boy too.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like people were using that lingo back then.
Internet mashup right now, so I can't really look it up.
Ooh,
but
you are not connected.
What are you looking up? First person to use the word?
Yeah.
Let's see. First.
Like, or when the term viral became relevant.
Well, I put first and viral, and I see first ever viral video as one of the choices that pop up.
And what's that?
Let's drum roll. Seven videos that went viral before YouTube existed.
That's different, you see?
That's like Much Music's now. Like.
Yeah.
That's like that type of stuff. Like.
Yeah, because there's like seven stupid, most like, you know, videos with the llama and the baby. Remember that dancing baby that used to be on the television shows and shit like that? Those are all like little viral things too, right?
That's what he's like.
YouTube best viral videos. Yeah,
someone should bring that dance back, the dancing baby dance.
Somebody needs to bring back Electric Circus.
Ooh, that's an idea.
Let's search this. First person.
Imagine Electric Circus gets soak up on the
like soak up like shot up?
Yeah. Like close right while it's recording live. Like,
Yeah,
bring Master T back up. Like, yo, that
would be mashup, fam. Oh, they couldn't air that episode.
Yeah, like, color bars.
Unless it's
color bars.
Yeah, unless it's live. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Like, that would be mashup, bro.
Oh, no, because the city's so fun. I can't party like that no more.
But they wouldn't even let niggas into Electric Circus. And the two niggas that they did let in back in the day, they're dancing weird and shit.
Yeah, they let the belly tops, crap tops, and all
that. I didn't want to see it.
Like, follow me. And they're doing the vote. And they're doing the voguing, the YMCA type vogue. Drop down with the coin drop, leg back. Like, look like they're breaking their leg back. Like, and they get up again.
What you got there, Friday?
And yellow hair.
Okay, I think I found something here. The strange history of one of the first internet's first viral videos. Let's see.
That's what I'm saying. Viral. I don't even think viral even came from like hip hop people.
Fam, the smoke is not even moving in the air.
Yeah, it is. You're just tripping out.
This GIF right here.
ASAP.
Jeez.
They're saying is the first viral video.
That's what I'm saying. Like viral.
This motherfucker in the office. I see that in the GIFs when I'm looking for cubicle gang.
Yeah.
Of this gif of this guy in the fucking office. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is, like, I don't even think the term viral was, like, even deemed from, like, a hip-hop thing.
Yeah.
I think, like, the masses or whatever term something viral and they gave it to, like, some other stuff.
Maybe it was, like, Justin Bieber.
I don't even know. I don't even want to guess. Nah. But let us know in the comments. Who's the first artist you guys think went viral? Hip-hop artist. Could be anybody. Could be melodic. Could be straight bars. Whoever. Who's the guy that went viral? NBA YoungBoy versus everybody continues, right? But shit got strange. Shit's a trend now. These motherfuckers went from beefing to starting trends.
Oh my God. Yep.
Have you seen this new trend that's been going on with these niggas sending messages through their money?
Yeah. I've just seen that still.
Yo,
I've seen that.
I love niggas, bro.
Niggas going nigg, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas will niggas, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas will be niggas. Like, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Niggas will be niggas at the end of the day. Yeah. And now it became a thing where, yo, I was the first artist that did this now. And it was just like, oh my God. I think me and PK got into a little argument where we were arguing if 50 or Snoop Dogg was the one that did it first.
See?
Because remember, 50 had the one. 51 was sick because he had piles of money. He didn't just have the $1 bill spelling out whatever, spelling out broke. He had piles of money spelling out broke.
Yeah, yeah,
to me, that's on different levels of like balling out, right?
It was in 5D. It was in 5D, you know? I know it's still.
What's the craziest thing you've done with your money? Cash.
Craziest thing I've ever done?
Like, I had a jacuzzi one time. Remember when the money just started turning to plastic?
Yeah.
And I put beer money in the jacuzzi with my shoti and we just went in there and did like an idiot thing. But
I did something like that where I threw the water in the money and it's acting like a shark. And I was like, oh, great white shark. Like, I'm just chewing up the money. Like,
oh, don't kill me.
Yeah, I think that was like, I think you. So.
Oh, you're here? All right, give me two seconds. Fuck, there's parking all over, but you just gotta find which one. Like, there's garages around. There's all over.
And two sponsored by.
Don't kill me, big guy. Give me 2 seconds, because we're filming right now. I'm gonna send you the stuff how to get in and shit. All right.
Yeah.
I have to cut that part out. Beep, boop.
But yeah, Friday, what's the craziest shit you've done with money?
The craziest shit I've done with money?
With your cash.
Listen, my shit is pretty tame, fam. Like, I've done the old school.
We broke out here, so.
The fucking wads of money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was doing that shit way back in 07 and shit like that on Facebook.
You never tried to spell out your name with your money?
T.Y.
Okay, you know what?
I said T.Y. I don't think Friday is
T.Y. The folded, every stack, every thousand was folded, like folded neat.
Oh, man.
Stacked up, like, looks extra thick.
You know what I did? We did a photo shoot for Empire back in the days, right? Yeah. And like we had all of our shots, our solo shots. My solo shot, I had like, I think two or three stacks in each pocket, and I made the stacks stick up outside of my pockets. Real nigga shit.
Yo, yeah, I can't really crazy guy.
I'm gonna post that picture and post. It's ignorant.
Yeah. Throwback. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting trend now because I see everybody like kind of switch it up and. People are using like foods now to spell out shit and like somebody spelled out like EBT with their food with different kind of foods that they needed and shit.
Yeah.
It's getting wild. I like the fact that, you know, something that was kind of serious with between the beef has started off in a friendly like little trend here. Viral.
Hey.
Something going viral. But yeah, big up your NBA YoungBoy and Little Dirk. I hope they can get through their situation. I hope. Really quick, we have the Rolling Loud Toronto. Lucas talked about it. Did you hear about that, Bingo, that we're going to have a Rolling Loud in Toronto?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. So apparently we're supposed to have a Rolling Loud in Toronto if we can get by all the lockdowns, restrictions, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
I can't remember if we got to like more people or who you want to see and stuff like that, but who do we want to see perform here? Like, who do we want to see artists get on here? Because I'm thinking more... Rolling Loud could even have as a statement on the whatever the flyer first time performances from. You have a lot of performers from Toronto artists that are huge Toronto artists that have never performed before.
Ooh,
has Roadrunner ever been performed? You know what I'm saying? Like
stage fright.
Yeah, right.
Stage fright.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, like Casper, you have those people that have performed, but like there's a whole bunch of artists. The Crook, I'm pretty sure he's performed because he's been in the game for like 10 years, right? Plus,
I don't know.
To see him on a big stage to perform something like that, yeah. I would like to see.
Yeah, not those little Dundas bars.
Nah.
One step stage.
Who would you want to see on there? And I know you're an old school guy, so you're gonna probably throw Sam G right away on there.
Who
else would you want to see perform at Rolling Loud Toronto?
From Toronto, right? A Toronto artist.
Yeah.
Shit, yo, YG. Like, YG is like my favorite Toronto artist. YG and Blacka the Don are my favorite Toronto artists. So.
Okay.
Blacka knows how to rock the crowd. He knows how to.
Blacka would definitely be I think he should be on there.
In Windsor, he had this little money walk thing. Went to Windsor, the Windsor Sports Weekend one
time.
And he did this news on money walk dance.
Watch out, my money walk. You remember when those guys, Little Dirk, took that from him and Yo Gotti?
Oh, bro. How can you not? Like, they didn't already call
him.
Those guys always do that shit, man. even French Montana, them has a song called "Say That." And I was like, "Whoa, fam!" Like,
he has a song called "Say That." Then,
yeah, bro. And I'm like,
"Stop this!"
I'm like, "Yo, fam," so I'm like, "That's what I said." I'm like, "You hang on to those, you know, because you know those guys link up with the XO and them and whatever." So obviously, the lingo's from the Gallim to those guys and to those guys to him. You know what I'm saying? That's how she gets around.
Makes sense.
Because they got him in the clubs, right? So yeah, I know. Like,
bingo with a breakdown.
Oh, for sure, man. I was like, "Whoa!" I'm like, "Fresh, stop this, man." Like, oh, man. But yeah, like, stop. This.
Friday, who do you want to see?
My brain also goes to like who deserves to be there, like who's leveled up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Roni, I would see in there for sure.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? He has like a lot of material, like a lot of streams. He just showed that he did over a million on one of his tunes that he dropped like a year ago. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Casper. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's performed before. I'm more thinking like, what about people that haven't performed. Are people that we don't know like have performed on this like on a high level this, right? Like people like guys that have been on tour, they understand the game. They know what it is. But to get on stage of a Rolling Loud Toronto, bro, for a certain artist that maybe doesn't have that kind of like even LB. Like for an example, okay. You said Roni. I'm pretty sure Roni's performed, but what about Sick People?
Yeah.
Like I think he's built up himself enough where I think He has the energy. He has this. Let's see you on that kind of crowd.
I can go for a Sick People show.
Now you even go down to even LB. And I know Hood Baby Pepper's been stepping up a little bit. Like, has Hood Baby Pepper, could he step up and go on a show like that?
Yeah.
These are the kind of artists I'm more, even, would they even pick? Because I know how Toronto is, right? Like, oh, no, nobody listens to certain guys, right? Doovie.
Doovie, yeah.
We've never seen Doovie perform in Toronto. As far as I know, that'd be big. Pyrex and Moolah. Well, we seen how that would,
so, yo.
We seen them. But so I think Doovie would be dope to see how he would perform.
So, like how you're saying that, right? All right, so who do you think would be good at performing on stage?
That's another good question.
Sick People, I want to say one. I think he should be good. I think he says a lot, though, so he might forget a one, two words. But
he'll definitely have the energy.
He'll have the energy to keep the crowd going.
There's a dancer man and stuff, to the spin around. Oh, so he can have the Ghanaian and the men doing their team.
I think Doovie, too. I think Doovie might have that presence. I think that when he gets on stage, he might, like, that demon in them nightmares just coming and he just fat ops, you know what I mean? And it's fucking terrible. Like, he just get into that
just
zone.
Like a, just
right?
A red light bulb over his head. He's just turning.
So I think Doovie would be dope. The Crook, even the Galdem. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing like Goldie London get on there. Havaya Mighty. I know it sounds like a little bit. Like, I don't want to be like all for the ladies, but like even if all the ladies like perform or like all at a different time, but whoever the last lady is like all of them come together and do something, or spit a freestyle or do something together where it's like, yo, the gal them got this too. They spit better bars than the man them. That would be dope. But
yeah, what female artist you think would kill it?
Paris Richard.
Paris.
Yeah. I think she would too.
Paris has been going off. Yeah. Dub J and Paris been going off.
I think she would handle that show right. I think, you know what I'm saying? She's not going to be shy on stage when she's doing her thing.
She used to all that shit.
The songs are like very show. They're big. You know what I'm saying?
Because she's on stage.
She used to all that stage shit. Guys looking at her a certain way and all that. So to be on a stage where there's a bunch of people looking at you and like, all right, well, let me just take this, right?
Has a whole doll mafia gang got over there. Like,
And she's been on reality TV and shit like that. So she's not going to be nervous in front of a crowd. You know what I'm saying? And her songs are like show style, like they can bump a crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like can. That new one.
Oh, look at me!
Like none of those, so those like, none of those, like,
cup of feel.
Exactly.
Oh, look at me!
Like none of that.
I'd love to hear that on a big speaker, yo.
Like none of those, so none of those, like freaking.
Make me go on through the T-Rex,
right? like no numb knees, no cold toes, like just ready to go, like bubbles to guts, like you're like, you don't even want, you just want to get over it quick, like you just pick a spot in the crowd and just rap. Like, oh, man.
If Bizloc was home, I would love to see him perform.
Ooh. Yeah.
That would be high energy.
He probably fight staff or something.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking too? When you hear that. When people hear that and for the first time ever you hear these niggas say bad bitches gonna strip.
Oh,
dope boys gonna trap to this.
Oh, and it comes with a gorilla snap.
I think. Wrong song, Bingo.
I know,
song.
But still.
He said you have to do that on that song too, right?
Bronze back gorilla. Yo, shout out to Bronze back gorilla, man.
I think this fucking guy. I think when Pengs and Tutu, when they do that, it'll fuck up the place.
Bro. Oh, for sure.
Right. I think the city will shake. Like, ooh, you
goosebumps.
Like, I think where would this happen? I'm thinking at Wilson, right?
Or Downsview Park,
Wilson, around there, right?
Oh shit.
That happens there, you're hearing it or you're feeling it in Scarborough. Like, you're just feeling the vibration of the city, just like, no. Like, people are gonna lose their shit when that song comes on and these two can perform that song on that kind of crowd.
Bear Tinks, sorry mom and dad.
We just gotta get past that first part of the song where the somebody might get slapped to this. Oh. And it's once that nobody actually let off a gunshot for real. Okay, continue the song, let's go.
But that's gonna be the problem because they're gonna have to wheel that, fam. That song gonna get wheeled like at least 10 times. It's gonna be like a niggas in Paris, fam. It's gonna be Pengs, Tutu, remember Gutsy said this. When you guys perform that, if at a Rolling Loud, at an ACC for the first time, that's just getting wheeled at least 5 times. If it doesn't, something's wrong with the city. The city don't really rock with you guys like that.
Five is a lot still, you know.
It doesn't matter. That song has to get pulled at least 5 times the first time these motherfuckers perform that at a high. What? That song was getting run in the States. That song's still getting run now. Niggas still, that's still.
That's like in the clubs and play like DJ La 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 La. Okay.
Shout out DJ La. What song now is bigger than that song on an anthem level?
Smoke Dog, I think.
So. No, since that song came out. Since that song came out, which song from Toronto has been that big on an anthem level?
Come Outside.
Come Outside came out before, no?
Came out after.
It came out after? Mm-hmm. No way.
I think Come Outside came out 2018.
Okay.
That didn't think. I can't check. Fuck.
I'll check right now.
Yeah, like,
what are you checking? Come Outside? Or are you checking anything? Okay, I'll check yours out, the Blanca. If Come Outside came out, it came out after, then definitely.
Let me check too, because
he's just going through his phone.
Yeah. 4 years ago. Let's see the date. September 2017,
right?
Yeah.
Nah, Pengs and Them came out after.
Griselda Blanco.
2018. I don't even have to check. Thank you.
I'm still trying to check.
No. Check, yeah. August. I came out 1 month before.
Oh, Griselda Blanco came out one before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the video. Oh,
yeah, you're right. It says so.
This nigga's a piece of shit. Say word. So Come Outside, I guess, is a bigger song than... Oh, really?
Like, the thing is, the song came out before the video, right? So people are already bumping to it in the club. Mm-hmm. Drake already gave it that moment and stuff
That. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then the video dropped and it pushed it over
the top.
But then Come Outside dropped and that shit started playing in the stadiums and shit. Like, them man's had a moment with that
tune, right. Because I remember one time I was watching the NBA
The ACC
thing.
And shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was bumping in ACC.
When they were playing in the Raptors game and all that.
K-Money was posting enough videos every time like that we'd be playing at the hockey game and shit. And I'm like, what?
Kyle Lowry singing the song.
Damn, like, that shot me down quick. So I guess Come Outside is a bigger song than Griselda Blanca.
It depends on who you're asking still. Some people might feel that song better more than the other one.
Because I feel like Griselda Blanca is a bigger tune.
Yeah. Like, it's just, you know, one hit more places, but like Griselda Blanca was running into clubs like crazy, fam.
It was.
It still plays it still does.
Come Outside is just way more oppier. I think that's why you probably have to give it a little bit more love. Because it was more of a street, like that one was more of a really, really street anthem.
Like the hook, fam.
Yeah, it's so oppy.
That hook. No, it's not even the oppiness. It sounds something you can sing along with. Come Outside. I don't think a lot of people noticed it was an op tune.
Probably not, eh?
Yeah, I think people are just singing along to it. It sounds so good to sing along to. You're not even realizing in the song that they're going at somebody.
Yeah.
True.
It took me a minute to actually realize that. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's actually an op tune.
Yeah, it is oppy. It's oppy as fuck. But it's shout out to... It's
overwhelming.
You said it's overwhelming?
This is the best in the tune. It's overwhelming.
I'm like, yo. That's how I said it.
Jesus, an idiot. Hold your head, K-Money.
Yeah, hold your head to K-Money and Casper, man. Hold your head to K-Money and Casper. We seen that Casper dropped a new tune too.
Yeah, Vlad, stop stinging the man there, man. stop with the sting, Vlad.
Yo, let's take a little break and we're going to try and get our guest in here, man. Six Views Uncut. You want to play Griselda Blanca Friday for us? You're an asshole, eh?
No boys gon' trap to this. Keep an eye and don't lack to this. Somebody might get slapped.
They know the real. Free my dogs and the demons.
Perfect.
Took a trip to this.
Perfect.
How do you do that so well?
Top goons, they my roll dogs.
My young boys made the place hot. Never read a bad ride. Niggas hug a president.
Hey, see what you said? Presidente face shot.
So how come he can say that? He's glorifying Presidente's face shot. But he can say that, but we can't do things.
Man.
Nicky Barnes ass niggas is trapping the rat and fucking the game up.
She won't work on the Reds. Cut a dumb bitch, shut up. I'm Lester Lloyd with the coke.
I'm joking, I think that I'm Dodos. Pen bid on a greyhound when I was going to the falls. Started off with my more real niggas. We was
dancing. Six Views Uncut.
Yes, we are. Six Views Uncut, episode 74. We got a special guest in the motherfucking building.
Special presentation.
Big Cam in the building. Let's get into the section.
Hey, say that.
All the baddies come through the section. Follow. Let's go.
That's it.
Yo, I'm all in my session. With a spin of my finger, I ain't with the ops, just read the cop. Oil in the pot, I be scraping at the top. I came straight from the block, I make plays on the block.
Yeah,
they ain't heard no melodies like this before. I'm sure the beans in the trap, and I hope another one. If it ain't found no money, then I hope she didn't know.
Hey, Six Views uncut. You got Kem in the motherfucking building, man. Yo, thank you for coming through, my G.
Love,
you already know. Yo, quick question though. Who's been like the biggest person that's been in your section? Because we see you out here doing big things, man, popping bottles, all these crazy events.
Facts.
Who's been the person that's been in your section? You're like, holy.
There are a couple of my dogs been in the section from the jump still. My nigga Z.
Hey.
In the back.
Hey.
Nigga Bounce Back in the back.
Okay. Bounce Back.
You know. That's the first time I heard a name like that. Bounce Back.
That's a 2022 name, you know. Bounce Back.
Sometimes when you do a big,
yeah, the horse race name and all.
Yeah. But no, other than your man, them, like your brethren, like maybe like an artist or maybe like a model.
Like, what you mean in my section?
Like in the club.
Oh.
Like in the club. Like, yeah. Everyone to the club and then a man and one pull up.
It could be a bunch. It could be a bunch of artists. You know what I'm saying? Cool, we was in Dubai early last year, you know.
Mm.
Benji was in the section.
Yeah, that outdoor set.
You know, I had to fly out there, get a feature real quick.
Ooh, you got a door side Benji feature?
Yeah, Benji got a feature and video on the way.
Say that. Man said tomorrow, you know, but I'm not saying.
Did you guys do that in the studio together or you just did that and sent them the beat?
Yeah, we was just doing it over email. Because honestly, when we went to Dubai, we was turning up so much. I swear to God, we didn't even get in the studio, no cap.
Are you afraid? You don't seem to be, but like, you afraid to like just ask niggas for like features and shit like that? Like, yo, fam, I rock with your shit. Like, let's do something.
No. I'm with it. I'm active like that. Like, even with like the Z Money feature, I seen Z Money sign a deal. He was going heavy. I was listening to him before he even signed. And I kind of like felt the momentum. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, I hit him out of nowhere. Like a real nigga, he responded, flew out here. The whole nine came to the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Money have.
Ricky Sniper, quick question here. Dubai, because you're puffing aloud. I know Dubai is like a no weed place, but everybody loves to go there.
Yeah.
How is the deal? What's the deal with like? Are you stressed when you're out there, or your man just get drunk and just smoke cigarettes?
Listen. You can't smoke like you can smoke here in the States and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We can smoke.
Okay, so people are still
you
can, on the low, getting on
because
low.
That's when I'm like, yo, how are you guys dealing with
get
that?
You get a 50-floor penthouse, 49-floor penthouse, you smoke. Nobody will hear
outside.
Nobody will smell that. You know what I'm saying?
But you're not smoking inside, though.
Too high up in the air.
I won't do that 60 days.
That's what I'm saying, because man would be in Dubai for a long time. And I'm like, wait a minute, you guys are avid weed smokers.
They find weed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They find any sort of paraphernalia in your body 60 days.
In your body?
Yeah, because basically, as soon as you go to the police station, whether you reported the shit and you call the police, or whether you're like, you did the shit, they like drug test and blood test everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so.
As soon as you touch the police station.
So which one of the bad dub did this happen to?
Nobody.
Oh, that one of the bad dub got caught up. I'm not gonna lie, fam. Don't take me to Dubai.
There was like 10 niggas from the dot out there. Nobody got twined up.
Don't take me to Dubai. I'm getting twined up, fam. I'm smoking inside the room. I don't want to smoke outside. Like, I want to just catch up in the bed and just smoke. I'm in Dubai.
Yo, fam. I'm thinking like
you're hemmed up, bro.
I'm thinking like Jill in Dubai is probably like some like like nice compound, nice marble floors.
I don't know like, what it's like. DJ Esco had to do that.
Oh yeah?
DJ Esco had to do those 60 nights or whatever. Ooh. That's why he named the Future Project.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He probably had his own butler. Yeah.
So, okay, so let's keep on Dubai then for a quick sec. Who else? Because you're saying that you've seen DJ, or no, you just heard about that.
Yeah.
But who else did you see and you got him, like, you buck up with? I know Gustavo, you and Gustavo, Six Views Uncut alumni.
Yeah, that's my boy. I was out there with him on Zap. You know on Zap?
On Zap.
Yeah,
sounds familiar.
He's a new artist from the city. He's going crazy.
Okay.
He's out there too.
Mm. You ever see any like Dubai millionaires or like princes and shit like that? You buck up with them and shit. They give you some game.
Yo, there's beer rich Africans down there too. Mm. I'm seeing Africans come out the hotel, big bust downs, going crazy, you know?
Wow.
Okay. I have to tap in with them too.
Inspirational shit, fam.
Yeah, that's sick still.
Yo, so who is Kem?
Who is Kem? Formerly known as Chemistry.
Chemistry.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know where I got that name from. Whipping up the chemistry. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So why did you break, like, a question I was going to ask you, but why did you break it down then from chemistry to chem?
I think it was like, when I got management at first, we were thinking of like, all right, how to rebrand me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I feel like when I first came out, I was on like a heavy trap tip. But it's like, my music has so much range.
You know what I'm saying? I see that.
Like, it's almost like I wanted to just come back out and kind of be like a more full package, like not just be focused on that. Even though the trap shit, like if you guys notice, like on all my projects, it's like a heavy influence. Mm-hmm. Even like when I talk in the records, it's all trap shit.
Yeah,
that's true.
But the way I'm delivering it now is like very like, just with a lot of different vibes. Could be a dance song,
melodic
song, could be a bunch of things, right? So it's like, shorten it that, like Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drake, one syllable, just five letters, that just sounds like household name, you know what I'm saying?
Did you feel like back then you were like boxing yourself in as an artist? Like, if I only do this kind of music, I'm only gonna get this far? Is that
more? A little bit, because I feel like my project's always been balanced, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my projects have a bunch of like, different shit on it, but when you focus on just the trap shit and those are the only records that you shoot, it looks like on your gram, it looks like that's all you do.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So when they go to your project, they're hearing all this over the top melodic different shit, they might be like, what? Like, I got pump fake. You know what I'm
saying? Like, facts. Were you born and raised in Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at Money Ave?
Yeah, I was born at Etobicoke General.
You know what I'm saying? Me too.
And basically, yeah, the first house my family moved into was on Willeridge. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I first was raised. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like before I hopped off the block, though, that was like 7, 8 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Then when I left there, we went to Martin. You feel me?
How was it growing up in Money Ave, Martin? Because to me, I remember going over there, crossing over from Rexdale, that little bridge, you know what I'm saying? I used to diss and call it the box because it was always so small. I was always confused as to why it was even considered to Mississauga, because I felt like it was closer to Brampton. But how was it growing up in Martin for you? And two, like, what's your background?
I'm from Belize.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Caribbean Latino.
Hey. So did you get along with the man then? Was that different for you? Because like, did they treat you different? Like, yo, this guy has long hair and shit, fam. And like, yo, the guy them are going to treat him better, yo.
Yeah. Man's always hate you. Man's always hate you. No cap. Like, man's always on the block. You know what I'm saying? Even in jail. You know what I'm saying? When I went to jail, it's like, when you're the light-skinned nigga, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm going to test you. You know what I'm saying? Man.
How old were you in the first time? Is this the first time you went to jail? How old were you?
18. 18, as soon as I turned 18, got charged as an adult too.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
So the man in jail tested you just because?
Nah, I don't know if it's just because of that, but you know, that's always a thing. You know what I'm saying? That's always a thing. They're just always like, yo, gotta test your stripes a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But it's good.
No grudge.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm good under pressure, no cap.
Facts, facts. What are some of your musical inspirations growing up?
Kanye West.
Okay.
For sure. Lupe. Travis Scott, early Travis Scott for sure.
You're giving me a different vibe, fam, because like from listening to your music and just looking at you, I would have thought you would have said Dirk or one of these guys, or you know, like Lox.
I bought Lil Flip. You know what I'm saying?
But like, just not even just that, just it just more shows the music side. Like I wasn't expecting Kanye and Lupe, you know what I'm saying? For you to say that, it just shows more like you're more focused on the music more than the trap stuff in general. So just surprised me that when you're saying that musically at first you were doing so much trap shit.
Yeah. No, it's because like the bars have always been like, that's me. That's really me. Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that hard shit. Because when I was growing up, my uncles and his friends and all that shit, like, when it's the older niggas on the block, they're pushing that hard shit, you know what I'm saying? All you hear is that hard shit, and I loved it, right? But as music keeps developing and it gets more melodic, gets different, it's like I started doing different shit. I like different shit too, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to kind of figure out how to like almost hide the bars in the tracks, you know what I'm saying? Before, it used to be all about the bars. Now you got to hide the bars in the tracks. You know
what I'm saying? How is chemistry different from Kemp? Musically, just obviously, like you got more money, so the music videos are more turned up and shit. Yeah. But just like inspirations and stuff like that to music videos and stuff like that, what was the difference that you feel?
The big difference was kind of just honing in on like what I do. Like when it was chemistry, I was more, all I wanted to do was like be iconic, you know what I'm saying? Like even when I did my first mixtape, it's hosted by Trapaholics.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. So to me, in my head, I was like, this is a certified trap banger for the streets or for my hood, at least, right? And, you know, now it's more of like, all right, I did that. So Kem is like, he's more worldly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing shit for everybody now, not just for people where I'm from, right? I think that's a big difference.
So you got features from Tory Lanez and Presso.
Facts. On my first album.
First album. Can you talk about these features? Like, how did you go about getting these features, getting in contact with these artists?
The big thing was networking. You know, like just, you know, I knew some of these artists' managers through the streets or through different ways. And a big thing was just, you know, being where they're at. When they tell me to pull up, moment's notice. You know what I'm saying? Drop what you're doing. Because, like, a lot of niggas don't really treat this rap shit like a job. It's a job.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell them. What Gucci said, talk the things.
You know what I'm saying?
Sound effects.
It's a job. So it's like, a lot of that shit was me just being in the right place, in the right place, knowing what I wanted, and then having a little bag on me just in case. You know what I'm saying? Just in case it goes down like that, right?
Yeah.
And, Nah. Every time I've ever stepped to an artist, asked for a feature, it's always been a yes or yes with a price. But it's always been a yes.
That's proper. Why no music videos?
At that time, same with Lanez. Like, as soon as we did the song, I went out to Miami with him, went to New York with him. He's just doing different shit every day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's like our schedules didn't really line up. And then by the time I got back to Canada, I thought I had all this time to go back to the States, but then, you know, I got back.
Situation happened.
You know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit happened. So I didn't really get to make that come to fruition because, like, he's on tour with Drake. He's doing beer big shit. I got to pull up where he's at. I can't because of certain situations I'm in. So
hold on, but you did say that you were trying to? Like, if he was going to Miami, you were going to Miami.
No. We were together for, like, I made it to the States like 3 separate times.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So like every time we went through, went to New York, did Meek Mill Drip Drip video, Tory Lanez Meek Mill. If you check that video, I'm in that.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Miami, his birthday, we turned up, all that shit. And then, I went to LA one time before that. But the fourth time I tried to go, right, my manager made it through. Whatever, he's basically on the plane, he's asking where I'm at. And then customs took me. They had me for like 9 hours.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? They made me like basically sign this shit saying that I can't cross back. If I cross back, I'll get arrested.
Fuck. They did the man dirty as. But that's good. At least you got to network and you got out there and you know, you just got to get in with the get-ins, right?
And that was the whole, like, just so I'm, because this is the first time I'm really explaining it. That was the whole, like, that's what happened with, like, chemistry versus chem, really. It was, like, that gap happened where I kind of, like, got stopped when I was making all my biggest plays. You know what I'm saying? And so it's, like, you know, there was a little, like, incubation period. You know what I'm saying? There was a little period where I was, like, changing and working on the situation. So, you know what I'm saying? Everything changed. The music changed. It leveled up.
Facts. Was that also the reason why the Pressa music video didn't come out either? Or was that different?
Yeah. Basically, it was the same shit. Mm. He was blowing up at the same time. He signed his deal around the same time. You know, going crazy on the internet and shit. And yeah, when you gotta respect somebody's schedule, right? Like when they're going dumb, and they want you to pull up where they're at, but they're in the States and I can't cross. It's one of those situations, right?
Yeah.
Plus, I had my own schedule. I was in Toronto. I was still like, I dropped an album after that. I was still like working my own videos on my own schedule, right?
Okay.
Let me snipe a quick question in there also about that whole going to the States and stuff, right? Because we were talking off the scenes about like the process and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, I think it's valuable for the people in the audience. A lot of us have issues going across. So can you give a little bit, like without giving all of the details, because I know it's a lot, of what you had to do to like now be able to just go back and forward a little bit more easier?
Yeah. So like, now I'm good. Now I could cross. Everything's good. This is the first year I'll be back in the States.
Congratulations.
Then, right? Thanks. But they make it really hard. You know what I'm saying? They want specific details from like, they'll be asking you on the form that you have to fill out, what's the dates and times that you were arrested? And like we were talking about, it could be a charge from 10 years ago. You don't know what time you got arrested, you know? So now you got to go to the courthouse. You got to ask them for documents. They don't got your documents from 10 years ago. You got to fucking contact some agency that had, you know what I'm saying? So they put you on a little hamster wheel that could last years. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. What about some of the like ballpark figure of how much that ends up costing once it's all said and done?
Probably like $4,000 or $5,000 US. You know what I'm saying? They want 8 bills for this, 5 bills for this. You know what I'm saying?
Tripping out of that.
But if you're an artist, I don't think that's a lot.
No, definitely not.
Because if you're an artist and you're really trying to get over and you're trying to, you know, go to the stage and do your shit, I mean, $5,000, that's baby food to the thousands of, probably millions of money you're going to be spending on yourself just to get busting anyways, right?
Yeah, it's true. Facts. Facts.
Yeah.
It's all an investment. You know facts. What I'm saying? Like,
yo, were you always traveling from young? Or was it a thing where you just...
Nah, it was this rap shit that really made me do it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I never traveled. I never got out of the country till I was like 24.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? But as soon as I did, it was just flights.
You got hooked. You're like, yo. Ah.
Passport, mash up.
Now I'm not stopping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Skilly Bang. Why did you decide to do an artist or a song with... out of all the reggae artists, Skilly Bang? And how did that happen too?
He's hot. My manager had that link.
Okay.
Shout out Webster. He's Jamaican. You know, he has a lot of family down there. And like, basically, he knew his manager and he just shot the idea to me. And I was about it. I already knew his music. Everybody knows his music.
Of course.
Yeah, right? You know, my favorite partner was like, so she gave him a little crotchy.
Nah, he showed me beer enough. He showed
beer enough. That part had me.
Me and Skilly Bang have another one too.
Oh, yeah? You know
what I'm saying?
This year, dropping two?
Yeah, for sure.
What was the feedback like when you dropped that?
It's crazy. You know? That song did numbers. Like, every time I do like a more international song, like, I don't know, it does numbers. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, even though like that's not the music I make every day, you know what I'm saying? It's like every year I gotta put out like 2-3 songs like that just to keep the clubs like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, for sure.
Just to give them something because it's like I got that vibe, so I just gotta let it go. You know, like.
Would you tap into more international artists? Because we just had Black Boy Twitch in here, and he was talking about doing the song with Sidhu and also Flash Johnson.
Yeah.
So like going over to like UK and tapping in with some UK artists.
Yeah, no, I'm with it. I'm with all that. Like even Afrobeat music.
Afrobeat
music. Yo,
yeah, I'll fuck that shit
okay.
up.
Okay.
Would you do like any EDMs?
Maybe.
Yo, nah, but yo, the crowd, the audience for that is crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
of course, of course. But it's that's hard. That's a different bag. That's hard. A total different bag.
Like, you know, they do their thing. Maybe I could give them some vocals. They could like put on the shit.
Yeah,
no, try your
thing. I think that's what Waka Flocka does.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Saying? Like, and they'll just like mix it how they mix it. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, back at the bank.
What? Yo, do you have any other crazy like international stories of you going to like Dubai, Jamaica, any of these crazy places?
Oh.
Went to Amsterdam. Mm.
How was that?
It was different still. Red light district.
Was that where you, is that where they stay in your jersey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did the jersey ever got found?
Pink no, I never found that jersey. I still don't have that jersey. Oh,
you know the maid took it?
Must have. the maid took it, or one of the niggas I was with took it for sure.
So I know Friday's looking like I don't know what the fuck, or the man are probably confused. So, you know, big up Kem because he does like a little vlog series when he goes out these places, right? So I took him one of the vlogs, and it's super different because you have like a narrative thing on it. That's what I like about it too. Like it's not just, yo, the man are talking into the thing. Like he's doing his thing and there's like a narration behind it. Anyway, long story short, must have bought the jersey and they were narrated. Yo, that was the last time I seen the jersey, fam. Jersey got stained. I think the maid did it, bro.
Yeah, no man.
It isn't that her in the window dancing with it right now? Oh, the little sun dress like, ooh.
Hold on, I got something for that.
What it's happened scary. To the jersey? How much did you spend for that?
Bright pink. I don't know. It was like, I don't know. It was like 70 euros.
How much is that Canadian? I got these bad.
It's like
that,
seven like. Grand.
Nah.
No, it's like 120 bucks, something like that.
Yeah. Bill 20. Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Let me step a quick question. Sorry, keep going.
Nah, she could have got something more expensive, but.
Let me just circle back quick fast because you mentioned like one of your first times going away, you were like super young.
Yeah.
How did that affect you like when you first came home? Like, did it make you come home and be like, yo, I'm fucking gonna just hit the road running, or you were like, yo, let me just chill back a little bit?
Yeah, it gave me motivation. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like I lost time, right? So it's like I wanted to go hard as hell. And at the same time, I got locked up. A couple of my niggas got locked up, you know? So it's like, I just felt like, with less of us, you know what I'm saying? I have to go harder.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, what are one of the things, because like, I know like, we get really resourceful when we're behind a wall. Like we learn how to like make fucking punch and all these different types of things. Some stuff that like we bring back out into society, right?
Yeah. No,
like, you know, people say institutionalized, but some of the stuff like waking up early and different things is like things that I actually took from being away.
Yeah.
What's some one of the things that you might feel like was a good thing that you took from being in jail?
Working out. For sure. That was like, when I started working out in jail, I kind of appreciated the shit more. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I used to not work out at all, dog. Like, I used to, now I work out every day. Now I have a gym in my crib.
Oh, Lee, yeah,
man, it's on the gangster pumps, man. Gangster pumps 2022, y'all. <yo. laughs> Is this good, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that little discipline workout.
Yeah, I think that too. That would be for me too. Every day I'll do at least like 25 to 50 push-ups.
Yeah, you got to do something.
Do something.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you have them lockdown days and you're just stuck in your cell.
Facts.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
There's nothing else to do. I'm like, I'm going to just come out big. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Yeah. One more thing on it.
Yeah.
Right? Because like, it's something that happened multiple times, right? What's some advice that you can give for some of the youngins watching so that they don't fall into a cycle? Because you're breaking the cycle now, you know what I'm saying? But what's some advice so they don't fall into it in the first place? You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, you know, like, real talk, just don't fall for the hype. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, everything you see on Instagram and shit, a lot of these rappers don't really have money like that. A lot of these street niggas, like, make less than if you just got a job. You know what I'm saying? And like, a lot of rappers had a job before they were a rapper or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can just get a job and get enough money and save your bread and do the same shit. that mans are risking their life and risking their freedom to do.
Facts. So,
if you really got some El Chapo links, then you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel the struggle, right? But it's like, I don't know. Like, just don't fall for the hype because not everybody's making bread like it looks like.
Facts. You know,
that's fucking great advice there, fam.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
That's a t-shirt.
So what else you got planned for 2022? What can the people be expecting for Kemp?
I'm dropping. I'm letting off the whole clip.
When can we expect the next tune? Are you have albums, EPs?
I'm dropping at least one music video a month. So that's 12 videos for the year.
At least.
It'll be more.
Neck and neck. Oh, it'll be more, he said.
It'll definitely be more. I have like 5 in a vault. 4 in a vault already. You know, so we starting off the year strong. Okay.
Mr. Kem in the motherfucking building.
Definitely an album because I didn't drop an album last year.
You know what I'm saying?
So definitely a project too.
All right. Before you go, it's not really mixy, but I wanted to talk to you about like the scene of what's going on in the city, some new shit.
Yeah.
Really quick too, because we were talking about the whole new trend of the dissing people through the money. Have you seen that?
Oh, writing out the shit with the
money.
Yeah, writing out the shit with the money. Yeah.
Are you down to do that to one of your ops to send like a message with your money? Or what's the craziest thing you've done with your cash? Money phones.
Brought 500K to the studio. I took a video. And a little photo.
Yeah. Holy.
That's a big brick. A brick like that. That was the stupidest shit I ever did. So, but with ops and money, nah, I never sent my ops no money.
Not send them no money, but like send a picture and be like,
"That'd be the biggest diss. Let me send you some money.
No, cash out.
Yo, you might actually have to do that. Like, here's some money. Like,
you need it, my nigga. Hold that. Go get yourself a belt.
I can give it to you. What you gonna do with it?
I never sent my ass no pics or no money or no shit like that. Really. That's some weirdo shit.
That's so weird. I don't know why.
I wouldn't even talk to my ops on the internet.
Fam, you transferring him a dollar, fam.
Never that.
I can give it to you, but what you go do?
You need this.
That'd be sick.
You know Bingo, he transferred somebody a dollar?
Have
you seen that? Yeah, Are you on his snap?
I never seen that.
Shit.
Yo, this man, he transferred somebody a dollar, fam. Yeah. Bingo's fucked up, fam.
Yeah, she cheats me still.
He said she. I didn't want to say it was a she, but hey, like...
Yeah, she's a different guy.
Yo,
don't spend it all in one place.
Dollarama, right?
Yeah.
Yo, this fucking guy. Let me get it together. You've obviously been seeing the Keep Six Solid clubhouses that's been going on and shit, right? Big up Keep Six Solid too. What do you think of Friday's list, Keep Six Solid's list, all these lists that are going on? I know this is a 2021 list, but do you take them lists personal and you're like, oh, the man I'm leaving me out? Are you like, all right, cool, I'll work harder?
The lists are whack. I'll say that.
It's okay. I don't feel, I take no offense.
The lists are whack, but like, it's not the curator's fault because what they're doing is based off like stats. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They're not really like, it's...
They're not your impact.
They're not opinionated. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they're based off stats and whoever stats is winning at the time that they make the list, that's what's gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't really argue with stats. You know what I'm saying? The stats are the stats, right? But you could buy them.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You could buy them and they're cheap.
And big up to RapCapTio because RapCapTio is saying like sometime this year they're going to expose a bunch of artists that have fake views, right? My whole thing is, so now if an artist that was in that top 15 list that Keep Six Solid or Friday made, do you redo the list?
You got to. You kind of got to.
Keep Six Solid if you're out there. And Lucas, Wheeler, all the...
Both of those lists have artists like that. For sure.
So that's what I'm saying. So imagine now RapCapTio puts out that list.
Hold on. Before you continue. You're telling me that the list has artists that pay for bare views and streams.
Yeah.
I'm saying I believe it too. I believe there's at least...
It'd be facts.
I know it.
I believe there's at least two.
I know who one of them is. One of them is 100. I'm not saying it on air. I said it already. We got timestamps.
You can't say some of them.
No.
I'm not doing it this time.
It depends how authentic they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, because some of them are, and like, they might use a little bot that'll get like a real view though. You know what I'm saying? From like, maybe the bot will send a promo to somebody who's real. They'll click it. That's a real view. Even though they had to pay for it, you know what I'm saying? No shame in the game. Some of them are straight fake though. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are straight, just a bot rewatching the shit over and over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not a person, right? So it's like, that's the shit where it's like, I don't know.
That's like, it's like cyber henchmen.
Right?
Like, holy shit.
But I seen artists drop a video, it has 100K for a little bit, and then the views get wiped. Then it has like 10K. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it happens. They're picking up on it still.
Yeah, facts. Well, good luck, guys.
Oh, shit. There's some videos.
Are you cool with working with any of the females in the city? And which ones do you rock with that you see out there that you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, I'm with it. Nah, I fuck with all of them. I be seeing these female lists. I'm thinking of a female artist to sign. Okay.
Oh.
You know, like, maybe a singer.
Lady. Oh. You into the R&B. You get in the R&B bag.
Nah, you need a stripper one. You know, bad stripper. Like the nasty one.
I don't know if we need a bunch more of those.
Like one of those.
You know what I'm saying,
stay away from the strippers, man. I can't tell finger that though.
You're a hard female artist though.
Yeah, man. Hey, ladies. Holla at Cam, man. If you want a deal.
Thanks.
Anything else? Any of the man gotten questions before we get out of here?
Yo, who in the city would I work with like right now? I think you should work with the Crooks still. Like I see something. I see like a connection. Like my crystal ball sees all.
Yeah, we can get some shit popped in.
Hey, Crook, you hear that?
Kim?
Who I really want to... I don't know. I'm with it. I'm open. This year, I'm working with everybody. No cap. Mm. You know, I got a 1-2. I'm not going to say two that's
super
coming
big
to fruition too. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But like...
Just say something.
No, I'm with it. I'm with it.
No, you don't want to jinx the man.
Just say something.
You don't want to... You know?
No, it's only us here.
I dropped
it's
enough.
It's only us here.
I dropped enough. You know what I'm saying? But no cap, like... Yeah, I'm with it, fam. It doesn't matter the ends. I'm with it.
All right. Hey, man.
Say that then.
Cam is ready to work. 2022.
Mm. Get it.
Six Views Uncut, episode 74. Let the people know how to get a hold of you. Social medias, Spotify's, YouTube's, all them thing that.
Cam, K-H-E-M. You know, at Cam 6 Up on Instagram. Running my shit. New album this year. I'm saying, let's get it.
Hey, Bingo, give them your social medias.
Yo, you catch you on the IG, 18 and up, gotta check your ID. You know what I mean? Basmati_Bingo. You know what you're doing, man.
He has the job.
Yo. Oh, man. Friday Ricky Dread, all social media platforms, DRED. WeLoveHipHop.ca for the website. And if y'all want to book some time over here to do a podcast or for any events, you know what I'm saying? Conditions free, Visionary Arts Center.
Oh, one last thing, guys. Yo, tour's going to start February 20th. Strip clubs open back.
Tour to the strip. I might have to fucking. I might have to forward with that.
Yo, thank you guys for coming through. Big up all the listeners. Hit me up, The Gutsy Show, YouTube, Gutsy Guts, Six Views T.O. I'm high, man. Thank you, Kem. You already know. Make sure you guys go follow Kem, all social media platforms. Run this shit up. Like, comment, subscribe. And we out of here. Off of this.
Six years uncut.